KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at baseball from the National League last night. The St. Louis Cardinals have a little more breathing room atop the National League Central after moving three games ahead of the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. The Cardinals took the rubber match of their series with Washington yesterday as Adam Wainwright outdueled Max Scherzer in the Redbirds' 5-1 victory. The 38-year-old Wainwright limited the Nationals to an earned run in seven innings, helped out by Dexter Fowler's leaping catch at the wall to rob Asdrubal Cabrera of a three-run homer. Tommy Edman and Matt Wieters homered for the Cards, who open a four-game set with the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Cubs will be coming off a 3-2 loss to the Reds last night when they began their battle with St. Louis. Jose Iglesias had an RBI double in the 10th inning to score Aristides Aquino, who began the two-out rally with a single. Red slugger Eugenio Suarez hit his 48th homer to break Andres Galarraga's single-season mark for a Venezuelan-born player. The Brewers ended a four-game winning streak as Denilson Lamet struck out a career-high 14 while yielding just a run and three hits over six innings in the Padres' 2-1 win at Milwaukee. In other National League action, Arizona beat Miami 5-4, the Mets over Colorado 7-4, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 4-1, in the American League, Oakland beat Kansas City 1-0. Cleveland over Detroit in 10 innings, 2-1. The L.A. Angels beat the New York Yankees 3-2. Houston 3-2 over Texas. The Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1. It was Toronto over Baltimore 11-10. In the interleague action, it was Seattle beating Pittsburgh 4-1. San Francisco 11-3 over Boston. And Tampa Bay in 11 innings, an 8-7 winner over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says the Hawkeyes are using their bye week to get better at limiting big plays. The Hawkeyes gave up two long passes for touchdowns in their 18-17 win at Iowa State.
Obviously, we gave up two touchdowns last week. You know, two explosive plays. We gave up two explosive plays in the Miami game. That's four. That's a little bit too much for me. But, you know, if you give up more than three, you know, I don't like that. If you give up two, we're down still like 10 points a game. So, I mean, I think that's a good place to be at, but don't even want to give them up.
Parker says they need to do a better job communicating.
There's a couple plays out there that we left out there that, you know, if we would have made the right call, something could have been different, you know. But once again, in a atmosphere like that, you know, that you miss some things, but we have to be better communicators. That's everybody, including myself.
Improved health would help their cause. Iowa was missing four defensive backs due to injury against Iowa State.
You know, if they're injured, you know, what are you going to do about it? I can only play with the guys we got and get them in the right spot. And if they're learning every day, because they're in the meetings too and they're practicing, they have the same opportunity, you know, and we're not very complicated on defense. So, you know, they should pick up on things pretty well. So to me, if you're out there, you can help us win. I'm going to be coaching you just like I expect you to be. You know, put somebody in, you've got to be the guy.
The Hawkeyes have this Saturday off. They'll return to action on September 28th, hosting Middle Tennessee State. Iowa State receiver Tariq Milton says the chemistry between the receivers and quarterback Brock Purdy was developed as soon as last season ended. Milton leads the Cyclones with 8 receptions for 144 yards in their 1-1 start.
We kind of talked a little bit, and we started in the winter, you know, just spot up routes. And then, you know, as summer went on, you know, we ran routes and we were trying to get our time right because we knew, you know, the connection would be important with us and with him and all the rest of the receivers.
Milton says they work hard on the timing of routes in practice.
Because some people think about practice, they think of it as just, you know, a day to get through. But, you know, we take the approach to practice as a day of getting better. So we find it, like, important to just go out there and treat it as a game day.
Iowa State wants to win the turnover battle this week against Louisiana Monroe, and safety Justin Bickham says the defense needs to do its part. The Cyclones had a couple of chances for interceptions and a loss to Iowa, but couldn't come up with the ball.
Even before the season, we went over just the turnover ratio and how that affects our team when we win and when we lose and the percentages that it gives our team to win. So we just got to go out there and, you know, we got to fight for the ball, and the ball is the key on both sides, you know, so we just got to keep doing our job and keep, you know, trying to go after the ball.
Bickham says they should be creating more turnovers.
The defense that we run is, you know, amazing, and I think it puts a lot of our players in a position to, you know, create interceptions, fumble, you know, strip opportunities, everything that we do. And in practice, you know, we go over those things a lot, so, you know, we just got to see it turn into, you know, a game, and I think we could do that next game.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff, Louisiana Monroe against Iowa State up in Ames, coming up on Saturday. Well, the Big 12 Conference has announced its 90-game league slate, with all 18 of Iowa State's Big 12 contests being aired on the ESPN networks. The Cyclones will start the conference season on the road for the second consecutive season, traveling to TCU on Saturday, January 4th. Iowa State's conference home opener is against Kansas on Wednesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. Iowa State has one game scheduled for ESPN's Big Monday, a February 17th showdown at Kansas. The regular season concludes on Saturday, March 7th at Kansas State. The Iowa State women's basketball team announced its 2019-2020 Big 12 conference schedule yesterday. Cyclones will open their 18-game conference slate with a road game at Texas Tech on Friday, January 3rd. Following the Big 12 opener, the Cyclones will return home to host Texas on Monday, January 6th. Iowa State will close out the Big 12 conference slate against Baylor for Senior Day on Sunday, March 8th. Iowa State will begin postseason action at the 2020 Phillips 66 Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament, which will be held March 12th through the 15th at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. The release of the Big 12 slate completes Iowa's 29-game schedule on this coming season. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees will miss several weeks while recovering from surgery to repair a ligament near his right thumb. Coach Sean Payton wouldn't discuss a timetable for Brees' return, but said it's unlikely that he'll be placed on injured reserve. That means doctors think Brees will be able to return this season. Payton declined to name a starter for Sunday's game at Seattle. Teddy Bridgewater entered last Sunday's loss to the Rams after Brees injured the thumb on his throwing hand while attempting a pass. Pro Bowl left tackle Eric Fisher will undergo surgery on his injured groin, leaving the Chiefs without their blindside protector for Patrick Mahomes for the foreseeable future. Fisher hurt his groin in practice Friday, but tried to play Sunday in Oakland. He only lasted a few plays before Cam Irving replaced him. The Cowboys have waived defensive end Taco Charlton, who didn't live up to his billing as a 2017 first-round pick, but should get a second chance with another team. That move clears a roster spot for defensive end Robert Quinn, who was suspended the first two games for violating the NFL's policy on performance enhancers. The Falcons have a new backup plan if punter Matt Bosher hasn't recovered from a groin injury by Sunday's game at Indianapolis. Matt Weil worked on punts and kickoffs after he was assigned to the practice squad. Weil was Minnesota's punter last season. Two people with knowledge of the investigation into Antonio Brown being accused of sexual assault tell the Associated Press that one of the accusers has met with NFL investigators and that there is no timetable for concluding that probe. One of the people also confirmed that the district attorney's office and police in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, have reached out to Brown's lawyer about the allegations Brittany Taylor made against the Patriots wide receiver in a civil lawsuit. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.